Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting third. The left fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Skeffing. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Root. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Charlie Root. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike McCormick. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Eddie Lucan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick West. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Turner. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jim Turner. And now, play ball. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack takes first base on ball four. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is called out on strikes. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hack. The throw from West and he is safe. Hack steals second. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hack scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes D'Alessandro. The throw from West and he is safe. D'Alessandro steals second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta strikes out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Frey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason takes first base on ball four. McCormick moves to second. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCormick scores. Gleason moves to third. It's Cubs, 1, Reds, 1. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gleason scores. McCormick moves to second. It's 2-1, Reds. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren strikes out. One out. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing hits a fly ball into left field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Dick West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a fly ball into right field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Turner for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Joost. The throw from Skeffing and he is out, Sturgeon applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Hack moves to second. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. D'Alessandro hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gleason hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McCormick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCormick moves to second. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 1 in the game. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Frey for the out. McCormick moves to third. McCormick moves to second. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Skeffing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cavaretta moves to third. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-1 in the game. Dahlgren hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Cavaretta scores. Gallen moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Cubs, 2, Reds, 2. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sturgeon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gallen scores. Skeffing moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Cubs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-1 in the game. Root hits a fly ball into left field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 0-for-1 in the game. Lucan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes West. The throw from Skeffing and he is safe. West steals second. Jim Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-1 in the game. Turner hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Stringer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. D'Alessandro hits a fly ball into left field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stringer. The throw from West and he is out. Joost applying the tag. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into right field. Lucan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McCormick hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gleason hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey misplays the ball. That's an error on Frey. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-2 in the game. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Gallen moves to second. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Turner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Gallen moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sturgeon hits a fly ball into center field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-2 in the game. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of D'Alessandro. Werber reaches second base with a double. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Skeffing and he is safe. Werber steals third. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lucan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. West takes first base on ball 4. Jim Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-2 in the game. Turner hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Skeffing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-2 in the game. Root hits a pop-up towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stringer for the out. Hack moves to second. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. D'Alessandro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hack scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. D'Alessandro moves to third. Joe Beggs now pitching. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Beggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-3 in the game. Dahlgren hits a fly ball into right field. Lucan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Skeffing is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Jake Moody now pitching. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-3 in the game. Frey hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Stringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jake Moody is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moody hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. West settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hack hits a line drive into left field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lucan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, West hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Coy pinch hits for Joe Beggs. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy hits a pop-up towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Cincinnati Reds, 2. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.